Welcome to the Entrepreneurial Biome Podcast, a space for nurturing the ecosystem of business, body, and living. What would it be like if you gave your body a leadership role in your business and chose greater happiness every day? These are the conditions that create a healthy biome and a thriving business. I'm your host, Heather Nichols, and I'm so happy you're here. Welcome, everybody, to the Entrepreneurial Biome Podcast. I am so excited to have my very first ever guest on this podcast, Dr. Dane here, who is one of my favorite people, somebody who has contributed so much to my life. I could never even put it into words. He's one of the co-creators of Access Consciousness and international speaker, facilitator, author, creature extraordinaire. So thank you so much, Dane, for being here today with me.
Heather, it is an honor and a pleasure. Thank you.
So we want to talk today about the kind of a newer conversation that we've been having in Access Consciousness around profitability. And I know it's changed a lot for me and a lot for a lot of people to start looking at profit from a different perspective. And we were just chatting before we came live about the interplay between this bigger picture of profitability and the biome. So Dane, I love what you said. So,
Well, now if I can only come close to what I said before the recording was on.
No pressure.
Well, you know how it is when somebody asks you a question and you look from the space that is right there and then, and it gives you a unique perspective many times. But what I was referring to was that profitability is about enriching every aspect of every interaction within the entire biome. And if you look from this, I love the title of your podcast, first of all, and because it speaks to so many of the elements of reality and the creation thereof. But our living within it, our living, breathing, functioning on this planet on so many different levels. And, we have our gut microbiome, which is its own little thing doing its thing. But if you have profitability there, what that means is your system's able to handle anything you put in with much more ease. Well, what profitability creates is an enrichment of every element of every biome interacting so that it's as great as it can possibly be. And, there's probably many questions to go on from here, but if we can recognize that it's about creating greater from what is and seeing the possibilities for even greater from there, that in essence is profitability, is what you create that enlivens and enriches and makes the world greater.
Boom.
And fade to black. We're done. Okay, bye-bye. Exactly.
Well, it's funny because I don't know if I've used the word profit. I probably have, but in the podcast so far. But it's like what you're speaking to is everything that I've been speaking to, because it is like one of the definitions of biome is major life area. And I love that. It's like this, and the interplay of all the different elements of it. And I loved, playing with like, okay, how does that look in your business? How does that look with your body? How does that look with, your whole life? And it's, having so many different conversations about that. But it's all really about profitability.
Well, and it is. And if you bring profitability into every one of those conversations, you look from a different place and space. And that's really the gift of, it's not just a word for word's sake. It's a new perspective that we can function from. And, if you looked at your family and looked from the perspective of, okay, is this truly profitable? Is it as profitable as it can be? And if not, what can we change to have an infinitely profitable family life? Now, at first blush, you know, if your point of view is, and a lot of people have the point of view that profit is the money that's left over after you pay your bills. No, that's a gross misunderstatement of what true profitability is from an energetic standpoint. And so profitability is that it's like, it's the extra, if you will. I love how kids like, you're so extra, you know, like it's a bad thing. You know, you're just, oh, you mean I'm too happy? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Got it. You know, but it is truly the extra. It's like nature's gift that you received by choosing to participate in the interaction and the construction of whatever it is and the creation of whatever it is. And so it's that.
Well, and that's so, I love that you use the example of family, because that, you know, we're recording this January 3rd. It'll be published, you know, sometime in the next near future. But, you know, just coming off of holidays and a time of lots of family, you know, for lots of people. And the idea that like you could receive a gift from having been part of something, you know, and then looking at like having a profitable family, asking to have your family be more profitable. That is such a different perspective.
Such a different perspective. And it's interesting because as you were speaking, and I love the way the interplay works when you're truly in exploration, which I think we should be all the time personally. And the whole idea of truly functioning from question and looking from this place, because one of the things that came up while you were speaking was this awareness of profitability with family. Like if we had that as a perspective, and if we look at so many of our family interactions and look at, am I made greater as a result of this interaction, or am I made lesser? And look from that perspective. And then if it's lesser, then what can be changed, if anything? What can be changed to make it so that it is profitable, meaning that I am made greater after this, and ideally that we are both made greater, but you got to realize that you can't make somebody profitable if they refuse it. That's unfortunately not in our purview. Yeah. The only thing we can do is strive for the profitability of everything being more wonderful, basically. You know, I say greater, and, you know, in my mind, that means something. I think to all of us, it means something different, but it's going beyond the zero sum game where there's actually a sum of greater that's created by the interaction. And I realized one other element of that profitability with family is the recognition that people do not choose what they choose for the reasons we think they choose it. They have a completely different value system, a completely different reason, if you will, and motivation for their choices. And so if we take what we consider the traditional definition of profitability, which has to do something with monetarily, well, you'd realize that if each member of the family were functioning from profitability, it would be impossible to have a money problem.
Totally. Yeah.
Even though profitability isn't about the money, Bob, and it is about the money, but it's not about the money, but it is, that plays into it, because if they were actually looking at how do I be the most profitable I can be, what that would mean is their interactions, they wouldn't go to the value of less than. They wouldn't go to less than as something that's more valuable than more than or greater than, because of the whole concept of profitability.
Wow. I just have to say, when I asked you if we could do a podcast on profit, and I was like, can we also do one on relationships? And here we are. Two in one, baby.
That's right. That's some serious profitability right there. You see what we did there?
Yeah, I mean, that is, and I mean, I just love that. Like if everybody was functioning from greater and from profit, from the perspective of profit, like what that creates in the whole ecosystem and the whole biome. And you know, that's a wonderful possibility. And what about when that's not what's occurring, you know? Because one of the things that Access Consciousness has been really gifted me with, and there's a million things, but is to be able to actually receive profit from any situation. Like to really be able to look at any situation, any relationship, however intense, challenging, whatever it may be, and actually look for the profit and receive the profit of it.
Right. Well, so let's look at the first things first is when you judge, you are eliminating profitability. So
that.
Oops. Okay. So the idea of having this conversation is to give people a new perspective from which to observe, which allows them to see more of what actually is. And because when you see what actually is, now you're not deluding yourself or being deluded by what you thought was, it isn't. Because when you're actually willing to see what is, then you can change it. Then you have a choice for a different possibility. So when you look from this place of, okay, is my family profitable? Is my business profitable? And not just is my business profitable or is my family profitable from a financial perspective, but this idea of what we're talking about is basically, is each day greater than the last? And you know, that's a really, and then of course that opens the door to judgment and points of view in people's worlds. But with this, it's like when that's not there, then see, but let's look at the gift of recognizing that it's not there. Because most people don't even have that. Most people look and go, well, why doesn't all of this work like it should? And they don't have a sense of being able to look from a place and pinpoint certain things and pull them out and sort of like pull them out and test them out or pull them out and start exploring to create a change in an area. But that's what this is about, is if it's not there, if that sense of profitability is not there in whatever area, then the first question is, okay, what's it going to take to change this so it is profitable? And what else is possible that I've never considered? What choices do I have that I've never considered? What energy, space, and consciousness can I be? And can we be to have this be infinitely profitable with total ease? And the difficulty is that there's no formula for it. Yeah. The thing is but one of the things you'll also notice is the more you function from question itself instead of conclusion, the more you'll notice profitability showing up simply from that. And so this, if we have one place to start, it's truly getting to the question by asking questions that are open-ended, not with a search for an answer or a conclusion, but an openness, like what else is truly possible? Hey, universe. Hey, consciousness. Hey, there's an infinite thing out there. Contribute, please. I'm willing to receive it now. And that's what the other part of it is. I'm willing to receive it now. In other words, and in this conversation, I hope what people start to get is, rather than going down the thin, narrow road of life that you've been walking that track forever, now it's like, okay, I'm open for something different. Please show me the way. Give me the info.
I love all of that. And you know, when you started asking those questions, I was thinking, like, so often when there's something off in a relationship or a business, you know, it's like people think they're asking a question by looking at like what's wrong, you know, like what's wrong with the business or whose fault is it that this is going on in the relationship, you know, who's to blame? All these things that we use to distract ourselves from the true question, because those are, you know, they're questions that are not really questions because they have a point of view as their starting point, and that, you know, there's something wrong, there's something that needs to be fixed, and there's someone that needs to be blamed, whatever that may be. But like that true curiosity and the ability to lower our barriers in any situation. And like, that's been one of the things that's been so cool for me is this, like the time between, you know, when a challenging thing might come up and when I get to actual curiosity about it is like very short at this point. Like, you know, I don't spend a lot of time in the like wrongness universe. And
yeah,
that's been such a gift of profitability, you know, to just like train myself to go straight to the curiosity.
That's huge, because the less time you spend in the blame game or the look for what's wrong to change game, because those tend to lead you in the same direction, which is nowhere greater, you know? And so that the less time you spend before getting to curiosity and actual question. And I love the, you know, the concept of curiosity when faced with something like, for example, hey, you don't have the money for these bills, whatever. Okay. Well, most people would go to a very non-profitable place. Okay. But if you get to actual curiosity, like, wow, okay, what did I do to create this? And then you can look and see, like, curious from curiosity, what did I do to create this? What else is possible I've never considered? You know, universe, show me a miracle. What's it going to take to change this? And the funny part is, it's like most of us have seemed to we've seemed to grow up with the idea that we must get stressed out and look at what's wrong and how it's wrong in order to change it. And what profitability shows us is a different perspective, in which there's a richness of your being that you bring to bear in every situation, and that you get to be present as in every situation, in which looking through those eyes creates there's no possibility for wrongness. There's no need for wrongness. There's no need for blame. What there is a richness in every flavor, every color, every nuance of the energetics of every situation, even the ones that before would have stressed you out and made you want to run in the other direction. What this invites you to is a total presence with it, even when it doesn't work out the way that you've decided it should.
Wow. Another boom.
Boom.
The richness of your being. I mean, that is like, it's like I the podcast we just launched before this one, it was all about tending the biome with your being. And the conversation about being, knowing, perceiving, and receiving, and how being is like this fertile soil. You know, that if you look in like an eco, like a earth ecosystem, you know, your being, like the more you be, there's this like incredible fertility, in the soil that enhances everything, you know? And so I love that. Yesterday someone was asking like, how do you, you know, asking about creating money, you know, how have you created money? And it was like, from being. And you really taught me that. Like, you've shown me that over the years. I remember at one point when you said, it was in a Being You facilitators class, and you said, if you want your business to grow, commit to being more every day. And I have quoted you a million times in all the ways, but with that one as well. And really chose that. Like, I was like, okay, that's my, you know, that's like my home play, you know, from this training, you know, and that was a few years ago. And that has really been my primary, like the thing that I always look at. It's like, if something isn't working out in my business or my life or with money or whatever it is, it's like, what else can I be here?
That. And it's an interesting journey, because I realized, you know, in saying that, if you want your business to grow, be greater every day, become greater every single day. And I realized how many people don't get that, which is also very similar to the profitability conversation, because people don't recognize that the gift that we all have is us being us. There is no greater gift. There is no greater gift. All things can be part of it and add to it and contribute to it, but there is no greater gift than us being us. And almost nobody knows it, and almost nobody cares, which is also the other part. So you'll tell somebody and they'll be like, can I have $1,000? You know, and they would be, from their point of view, they would be far more gifted to if you gave them money.
Yeah.
And so we live in a world where that seems to be the point of view of most people. And yet and the other part I need to say about it is there's a richness beyond money being the source for richness. And that richness is infinitely profitable and beautiful. And the other thing that I want to say about it, and I want to make this very clear, is I'm talking about profitability. And like you said, a lot of people are like, how do I make money? And I'm like, I believe me, I get the concept. I get the construct. So this is not about not making money. It's about making it about something that will give you money and far greater.
Yeah.
Rather than just the money and what money creates as its gift to you. When you have profitability, money will be a gift in your life rather than a curse.
Oh, wow. Another boom.
Boom. I'm amazed too. I'm like, I've never said this shit before.
So good.
Goodness.
Profitability, money will be a gift to your life rather than a curse.
Yep.
That is huge. That is really huge, because in this world, money, even for people that have tons of it, is actually a curse and a burden.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, it's that whole thing of like kind of barking up the wrong tree, you know, like, cause the seekers of the world, we talk about this in Access a lot, like, money isn't enough of a thing. You know, it's
yes.
The pursuit of money isn't enough for the people that are the seekers of the world, you know, because it's a construct and we know it. You know, and if we look at this whole thing about it being a burden and a curse, it's like, if you're just seeking money with this underlying kind of tone of, oh, well, it's a burden and a curse, you know, then we're like, no, thanks. I'm good, you know?
Yeah.
When you start to create a future, you know.
Well, that's the other element with profitability is it involves future, which is a whole other thing. That's a whole other conversation. But if you don't have profitability, you will always have a need for money, because it will come and it will go, but it will be the source that you are putting, that you are looking for outside of you to fulfill, insert here so many things. So with having this awareness of profitability as a way of being, money then becomes a contribution, not the source. And it's you and your being's interaction with the entire biome, which is once again why I love the title of your podcast and this conversation specifically with it, is profitability is about your being able to be present as you, whatever that is. And by the way, that will change every day. But it we get greater every day if you're functioning from profitability, but it's your being's interaction with the entire biome. And money is an element of that biome, and it should be. And once again, I'm not saying to anybody, like, don't have lots of money. Please have lots of money.
Yeah.
But let it be there as a rich source of contribution and a rich source of gifting and a rich source of receiving, rather than the burden that sucks the life out of your soul.
Yeah. And that is probably for the, you know, I would imagine for the people listening to this, like, that's probably way more exciting and more like enthusing as a way of creating money, you know, and having it is like this it being a byproduct of everything else that we're talking about.
And one other thing, because a lot of people are going to say, but how do I create money? Which I understand, because we're having a certain conversation. And part of my target is, and I believe Heather's also, is to open a door. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. To open a door for, you know, something that will ping around in your world, like a little rock in a tin can as you kick it down the road, you know, that'll eventually open a different possibility for you. But what if there's no how to creating money?
Yeah.
Now, there are billions and billions of dollars being made each year on people telling you how to make money. And some of it works for the how to make money. But what if you look from, rather than the how, what can I be? What can I choose? And what profitability can I choose to be that will allow money to flow to me with ease? Everything that doesn't allow that, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, poveds, and beyonds.
And that is that's the Access Consciousness clearing statement. If anybody doesn't know what he just said, it just is like a big delete button that.
Yep. Delete your yuck.
Yeah.
And you can go to theclearingstatement.com where there's a long explanation of it and a short explanation of it if you'd rather.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Wow. So you and Gary Douglas, the creators of Access Consciousness, are doing a class coming up. I mean, depending on when people listen to this, because they could listen to it in a year. Sure. but called Profit, the Gift of Future.
Yes. And this is going to be a dive into truly living this concept of profitability. And also, yes, we're going to talk about money, because you can't talk about profitability without talking about money. In fact, quite a bit. But having this lens of profitability to look through, it's going to be a four-day class on getting you to where many more elements. I would love to say your whole life, and that would be a little bit of hyperbole, but getting you to where you can start functioning from profitability in, well, yeah, all areas of your life, at least start on that, in that direction. Because like we talked about with the profitability in family, you know, you look at that from that place, you're like, whoa. And, you know, initially you might not even get it at all. You say, what would it be to be profitable? You know, if I had infinite profitability, like, it does not compute. But if you be with it for a little bit, you're like, oh, there's a bigger space. There's a movement. It's not, when you function from profitability, it's not able to be the same place, same thing, same place, same thing, same thing, same thing. It always has fresh eyes, basically. And so what we're looking to do is to crack this nut open, because it's a brand new conversation. And with the Access Consciousness tools, what we find is we can create change really fast in an area when we do a deep dive on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I have such a different awareness of this class now from this conversation. Like, that's really, I'm like, wow, this is really cool. Yeah. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be just about money. And this is like, it's like, yeah, I don't even know if I can put words to it, but very cool. It's like a whole, you know, different level of functioning from question in a way.
Truly.
You know, and because that is just, I mean, that's one of the big tools of access is, you know, living as the question. And that is like, it's amazing how, you know, I look at my journey with that and it's like getting more into actual question every day and then finding out, oh my gosh, I wasn't in question. I was even more in question, you know?
It's definitely one of those where the more you know, the more you realize how much you don't yet know.
Totally. Yeah. Wow.
Well, it's interesting because this idea of when you mentioned the thing about question, there's the functioning from question also with the expectation of things getting greater. And, you know, normally we talk about don't do expectation because you'll always be disappointed. But when you have that, that's actually an awareness of how you as a being function. Yeah. And so it's another step in the direction of bringing our being and that beauty and that potency and that brilliance into each moment of our lives and truly then beginning to create our lives rather than suffer our lives.
Mm. Wow. So many gems. I'm gonna have to go back and write all this down. Do a little oracling. Oh, so good. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much. This is just, I mean, and even just, I also just want to acknowledge that the space of this, like, you know, anybody listening, it's like, you may be comprehending some of what we're saying. You may not be hearing any of it, which is fine. That's common with these types of conversations.
True story.
And you can listen again, you know, that's the beauty of it. But I could really, yeah, it's just, this just has this sense of like seeping in between the cracks, you know, in so many ways that, it like, that's one of the things I love too about access consciousness is how the change occurs in ways that we don't even realize it. And then we're like, oh, I'm different.
Yeah. That truly is the beauty of it.
It's so cool. Yeah. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we will put all the, you know, links and such in the notes, down below. And, where people can find you because you have so many amazing offerings too, that will make sure people, you know where to go for all of that. So
thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And thanks for listening and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining me for the Entrepreneurial Biome podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe. For more resources, check out my website at heathernichols.com and my social media channels as well. Have a beautiful day and remember that your business thrives when you do.